has proved to be one of the most lethal terrorist groups on the planet today. And it is not getting the attention from the international community that it deserves. For example, do you know that on January 20th of this year, Boko Haram claimed the lives of over 200 people, the largest single-day casualty in the world? So I think it is high time the international community recognized the global threat that it presents and ensure that we do not have a repeat in 2013.
So, Emmanuel, do you really believe that designating the group a foreign terrorism group will make a difference?
Yes, I absolutely think so. Because when you have a problem and you do not rightfully recognize it, you are not halfway through to resolving it. But when we realize that this is a group that has taken the lives of people from 9 countries, in addition to the about 3,000 Nigerians that have been killed in the past 3 years, then the international community will begin to trace funds. Because this group is the most sophisticated terrorist group to operate in Nigeria. The suicide bombing, the IEDs, and so on and so forth, indicates that they have a high level of support and technological armament, most of which are not produced on the African continent.
Earlier this year, the U.S. government declared, I think it was 3 or so leaders of Boko Haram that were declared a terrorist group. You are saying that the U.S. should go beyond this.
Yes, that was a very cosmetic measure taken by the United States government. And it is actually illogical, because it is like saying that Barack Obama and Biden are members of the Democratic Party, but the Democratic Party did not win the presidential election in the U.S. It doesn't work that way. Obama and Biden are part and parcel of the Democratic Party.
So how many signatures do you have so far, and how confident are you that you will be able to reach your goal of 25,000 signatures by this Saturday tomorrow?
We have about 1,500 signatures already on the website, and I want to thank all the Americans and all the listeners who have already gone ahead and signed. But we need 23,500 more signatures by Saturday. The website is whitehouse.gov/5, Y as in Yankee, K as in Kansas, and L as in London. You can also reach it by going to www.whitehouse.gov/petition. And if you do a search for Boko Haram, B-O-K-O-H-A-R-A-M, you will also find it that way. What I want to say is, I know it's a tall order to try and get 23,500 signatures, but I believe that a lot of the viewers of this show are people who care about human rights and about human life, and people who are willing to take a few minutes to make a statement and say that the United States should recognize the killers of these innocent people who were killed on Christmas Day just for going to church. Nobody should be slaughtered like that. And what we recently saw in the United States, somebody went to a school and shot 20 school kids, shows that any parent anywhere in the world feels the same anguish at losing his child. They are not less human because they are African. They feel the pain as much as the American parents did.